Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll rejoin Tim Collins, rookie fireman, at the scene of the tenement fire. Chief Cody estimates that the building will become a total loss because fire, from its point of origin in the cellar, is now racing up the stair shaft of the flimsy structure. But there's an emergency to meet because the rumor has just spread that in the top story, five floors above the ground, a man and his wife are trapped. Before the story is confirmed, well, here's something else you ought to know. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the intersection of Broad and Main Streets, where you remember Tim Collins and Chief Cody were discussing the possibility that the terrific fire in the tenement house was caused by arson. And just a moment ago, as they stood talking, a woman ran up.
There were 12 families asleep in that building, Chief Cody, when somebody started the fire. It's worse than arson. It could have been murder.
It's only luck that we got everybody out in time. A few minutes more and half of them wouldn't have had a chance for their lives.
Yes, sir.
Fireman! Oh, Mr. Fireman!
Yes, what is it, ma'am?
I know this woman, Chief. We took her out of the second floor along with her baby.
Oh, Mr. Fireman, it's terrible.
Now, madam, you ought to stay with the others we let out of the building. You'll be safer there where everybody else is across the street.
But everybody isn't there. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
What's that?
You don't mean that
I talked to everybody that's there, Mr. Fireman, and I looked everywhere, but they're not in the crowd.
Who isn't? Quick, tell us.
Joe Ferguson and his wife. They live on the top floor.
Rescue squad! Man and woman on the top floor.
Tell me, ma'am, top floor, front or rear?
Quick, ma'am, it makes a difference.
Why, the rear. They have the back rooms on the top floor. And I don't see what difference it makes at all. But I guess you know what you're doing.
Oh, if they're in the rear, Chief, that's going to be tough. With the angle the buildings make, we'll never get a ladder to the top floor.
Then how did you get this woman and her baby out of the second floor back?
Well, Murphy just barely made it with a straight ladder, Chief Cody. He could never reach the third, let alone the top floor.
And the chances are the rescue squad can't work through from the front of the building because that blaze in the stair shaft cuts off the way.
Well, what about a scaling ladder, sir? If it came to that, I could go up the rear of the building with a scaling ladder.
I'll go around the rear and size it up myself.
All right, you'll need a light, sir. It's pitch black there where the buildings come together.
I'll take an order to the commander of the searchlight engine, Collins. I want a floodlight at the rear of this building.
Yes, sir.
Maybe it's only 4 o'clock in the morning, but I want that black angle lighted up brighter than day.
Hey, Mrs. McCollum.
Who's that? Who's yelling my name?
Over here, Mrs. Mack. Look, it's me, Joe Ferguson.
Joe Ferguson? Why, whatever are you doing there in that crowd?
Oh, the cop wouldn't let me go back there where they got you folks. Tell him who I am, will you? Tell him I got a right to be with you folks who was in the tenement.
Officer, that's Mr. Ferguson.
Yeah.
Why, he ought to be over there at the first aid station this minute along with the rest of us.
Well, I guess that's better. Come on, Mrs. Mack. I'll go over with you and join the folks.
My goodness, it don't seem right roaming around in the middle of the night all wrapped up like this in mostly a blanket. But my baby's all right. The folks at the first aid, they're taking care of him. They wouldn't let me go at first, but I said to them, I said, this is life and death, I said. I gotta tell that young fireman about... Oh, my goodness.
Man, what a blaze. Oh, well, you bet the whole tenement don't cave in. Maybe crash down right on them fire wagons, huh? What a sight, huh?
Joe Ferguson.
Huh? What'd you say?
Joe Ferguson, it was account of you and Amelia I left the first aid station and had to come out here. I had to tell him you're up there on the top story getting burned to death, but you're back there behind the fire lines all the time.
Well, so what? Come on, I gotta find Amelia. She stopped worrying.
Mr. Fireman! Oh, Mr. Fireman, I found him!
Hey, cut it out! You got no call.
Is that you again, ma'am?
Here he is. I found him. He was down here in the street all the time.
Who? Wait a minute. This isn't Ferguson.
Whatever it is, answer me that, huh? Why shouldn't I be down here in the street, huh?
Oh, mister, I think Chief Cody'd like to talk to you.
Isn't it wonderful here? We all thought they were in such danger, him and his wife Amelia, and here they are.
Yes, madam, you better get back to first aid and look after your baby. And, mister,
yes,
you've got some explaining to do. Chief Cody, here's our man. This is Ferguson, the man who's supposed to be trapped on the top floor.
Well, that's a break. Mister, we were just trying to figure out how to get you out. It looked like a tough nut to crack.
And so does he, Chief. Take a look at him.
Hey, listen, what's the idea? Let go of my sleeve.
I'll let you go when the chief says so, Mr. Ferguson.
Well, now that's interesting. Yes, sir, Private Collins. That's a mighty interesting exhibit you've got there.
Hey, who you calling an exhibit, huh?
That's a pretty smart outfit you're wearing, Mr. Ferguson. Overcoat and hat. Yeah, even had your shoes shine for the big event, didn't you?
What big event?
He's completely dressed, Chief Cody, even to his necktie.
So what? What do you think I am, a hobo?
Ferguson, look at those people over at the first aid station.
Huh? Yeah, I looked. I saw them before. That's the folks from the other tenements.
Well, look again. You notice how they're dressed?
You call that dressed, huh? They look like a bunch of those, what do you call them, those refugees or something.
Yeah, they are refugees, Ferguson. They've just fled for their lives in the middle of the night from the threat of fire. And there's not one of them had time to get fully dressed.
Well, listen, if you're trying to make out that I should have been...
Quiet, you. Chief Cody will ask the questions.
Now, Mr. Ferguson, suppose you tell us how it happens you had time to get dressed and out of the building. When nobody else did?
Say, listen, you got no call to treat me like I was a crook or something. You want to know something? It was me rung in the alarm. Yes, sir. It was me rung in the alarm. If it wasn't for me, every one of those people over there could have been burned to death in their sleep before you guys woke yourselves up and got over here.
How did you know there was a fire?
Huh? Well, I smelled smoke, that's how.
And got yourself fully dressed before you pulled the alarm? You expect me to believe that?
Well, Chief, I'll tell you the truth. We're moving, see? Tomorrow we're moving clean out of the state. So I sends the missus to bed and I stays up to pack our things.
Well, if that's so, Chief, he must have lost all his property.
Is that right, Ferguson? You stayed up to pack your stuff for moving, but now you've lost everything in the fire?
Yeah, ain't it a shame? Practically everything we had, every stick of furniture we owned, gone up in smoke. Well, that's the brakes, I guess.
Let him go, Collins.
Well, Chief Cody, there's just one
question. Let him go.
Yes, sir.
That's more like it. No hard feelings, Chief. I guess you got to ask questions and all. Well, I'll go on over to the first aid station. Got to find my wife, see how she come out of it. I'll be seeing you, boys.
Collins, what's that question you wanted to ask him?
Well, if he knew there was a fire, Chief Cody, why didn't he rouse the neighbors, or at least his wife, before he pulled in the alarm?
Yes, that's what I'd like to know. But I want to give him enough rope. Maybe he'll hang himself and save us the trouble. What's that?
What's up? Oh, that's at the rear of the building, Chief.
Come on, we'll find out. Follow me.
Yes, sir.
What's up? What's the trouble?
There, Chief Cody, up there in that window. See the top floor.
The way this floodlight shows it up, great blistering blazes.
Yeah, it's a woman, Chief. All this time, she must have been hanging there half over the sill.
That fellow Ferguson's wife. So she was up there in their tenement after all.
Yeah.
The rat left her there.
And we'll never get a ladder up, Chief.
I see what you mean. We can't work in that narrow space.
Chief!
Oh, here comes Ferguson.
I wonder if he knew she was up there all the time. Collins, get a scaling ladder.
Yeah, Chief, my wife, Amelia. She didn't come out. I thought she was with Mrs. McCollum. I thought she got out safe. I thought she was...
Look up there, Ferguson.
No.
Yes, everybody else got out safe, Ferguson. It would be strange if the only one we lost should be your wife.
No. You've got to save her. You've got to... Look. I got money. I'll give you all I got.
We don't need your money for doing our duty, Ferguson.
No. Take it, Chief. Take it, will you? Look. It's the insurance policy.
What? Let me see that.
Sure. The insurance on my furniture. $500, Chief. As soon as I collect the money for what got burned up, you can have it. Sure, I'll collect the dough first thing in the morning, and then you can...
Ready with the scaling ladder, Chief.
That's enough from you, Ferguson. I'll see you about this later on.
No, Chief. You got to listen to me. I don't care what happens to anybody else. I don't care what happens...
That's enough, you. Now get back there and keep still.
Yes, sir. Yes, Chief. Yes, sir, I will.
Collins.
Yes, sir. Ready, sir.
Send that woman down to us on a lifeline.
Yes, sir.
There's not much time. Now, when it's your turn to come down... You may have to jump.
Well, that's all right, sir. You just stand by with the net. That's all I ask.
Good. All right, Tim. You have your scaling ladder, and you know what to do. Good luck, and up you go.
Well, now, there's a tough spot to be in. The tenement fire is raging out of control. The building is near collapse. But Chief Cody places his trust in Tim Collins, rookie fireman, to save the unconscious woman in the top floor window. And Tim places his trust in his skill with a scaling ladder. For the details of his thrilling climb, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a minute, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own hometown. But before you meet Chief Cody, here's something else you want to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special assignment for all young firefighters. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Fire Chief Cody, and here is your special assignment. Attention, firefighters. The important thing to remember about fire prevention is that you must always be alert. Now it's time to inspect your home again for accumulations of paper and other waste material. Don't let papers pile up where they can be a fire hazard. Collect them in one place, as safe a place as you can select, and then dispose of them. The safest place for old papers and other waste is outside the home. So inspect, collect, and dispose of these hazards. Well, that is all. Goodbye for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll!
Firefighters is written by Frank Jones and is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.